Welcome to the Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009 edition of the Science and Storm Center Stormcast. I'm Johannes Ulrich and currently recording at the Dolphin Hotel at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. It's actually been quite cold here, but otherwise, since 2009 went up with a great start, and even though we had all these traffic difficulties yesterday with Atlanta being mostly closed, looks like all the instructors made it in, and most of the attendants made it in as well. So a great conference so far. Our data center in Virginia actually was without power. They had 6-8 inches of snow, which is quite a bit for that area. And the generator, well, kept us running. And thanks for the NOC team to make sure that the generator actually had enough diesel in the tank. That's always sort of a little problem, particularly if you have to keep the generator running once in a while to make sure it's still working. It's sort of on this auto start system. One of the attendees of my class actually pointed out a nice little new Facebook scam that seems to be going around. In this particular scam, somebody is hijacking somebody's account and then going through the friends list, claiming to be the person whose account he hijacked, saying, hey, I got robbed in London or whatever city he claims to be in. I lost all my money, all my cash. I'm sitting here, have nothing. Could you please wire me some cash to whatever address? Seems to work. Like, they sent a lot of them out, so I figure some of the people at least respond and send the money. It's pretty easy to guess Facebook passwords, to just get them via phishing and such. So impersonating a user via Facebook is not all that difficult. If something like this should happen to you, of course, you know, always first sanity check. Is this friend in London or wherever he claims to be, or is there a chance that this friend will be? Maybe if you really feel bad and don't just want to ignore it, do something like a quick phone feedback and make sure that it's a valid request and not somebody just hijacked the Facebook account. Of course, just replying via Facebook is not enough. That may be intercepted as well by this particular rogue user. One item that hit the news today was about some drawings describing Marine One in details getting lost on the internet. Well, where else does get stuff lost these days? In this case, it appears that it was actually lost via some of these file sharing programs. Now, file sharing has been in the news for many, many reasons in the past. Marine One, by the way, is the helicopter used to shuttle the President of the United States around, so it's kind of the helicopter equivalent of Air Force One. The Marine Corps is in charge of it, and, well, that's why it's called Marine One. So these plans got lost via file sharing. Evidently, some system that had these plans stored had a file sharing program running on it, and, well, more or less accidentally, those files got part of the shared pool. It's really not the first time that stuff like this happens. We had some identity theft happening just because, well, you have personal documents on your system, you install file sharing, you do not configure it correctly, so now the actual folder that's being shared is also including some material that you don't really intend to share. Definitely be careful if you run file sharing software like this, how you run it. There's, of course, always the effect of copyrighted material here. You want to be a little bit careful about. But what you really care about is proprietary documents, personal documents that you just don't want to spread out there on the internet. As a recipient of shared files, also be careful that those files are not always exactly what they claim to be. If, for example, you download your Linux distributions via file sharing, BitTorrent and such, definitely a good way to go. BitTorrent in itself doesn't share files arbitrarily like some of the other tools do. But if you download a file via BitTorrent, always check your MD5 sums, your SHA-1 sums, whatever the distributor of these files published, to make sure that the integrity is valid of these files. SWA put up a little diary about this event, and he included some philosophical comments on how would you respond to a breach like that. For example, what exactly went wrong here? Was the mistake that the desktop wasn't controlled well enough and file sharing software was installed. The user obviously, you know, had administrator rights or something like that to install that software. One thing that you can sort of learn from this incident is, you know, definitely get a good inventory of your classified materials, of your proprietary materials. Get your classifications in order and know how to classify material as proprietary. Even for a private company, there is proprietary material that you do not want to leak. So even if terms like classifying data sounds very government-like, it does apply to private industry pretty much as well as to government systems. Well, with that, that's my little Stormcast for today, Tuesday. Hope you are all having a good day, and talk to you again tomorrow.